And in that control station is the person that would make sure that all of the stations were there, could handle each other, if not, have stations relay for the other station. The bottom line was that the information would get to Walt Andrews and Ziggy in Texas in a timely fashion for the air, you know, within a week rather than weeks or months, or maybe never. And I did that job for a number of years, and I only gave it up once I was permanently moved here to Colorado and it became impossible to have a commanding signal that would, you know, cover the country by radio so that I could bring all the hands together, as we would do. And, of course, when the Internet came into being, that mode of passing the information, of course, went away. Yeah, you know, it's like the buggy whips.
Changed things.
Yeah, just like the buggy whips went away. You know? Yeah. So
this just came out of the blue.
Yeah.
No clue that anybody was unhappy with you?
I sure did not.
Okay.
And that's the other thing, too. I mean, I've heard that people were very unhappy with me. And, well, okay, again, if a worker for one of the managers, field managers that I had, was unhappy with that manager, I would find out what's going on, how come, and why, and then try to work on a solution. Again, if you have a team, and especially if you have experienced people, you want to work with them and keep them because they're a viable asset.
Yeah, Leslie, have you been investigating any unusual cases in the last year? Something that's different?
No, the cases that we've been getting are predominantly lights in the sky cases.
Uh-huh.
And there have been a number of cases, Jerry, which have been very suspicious in nature. What do you mean by that? Well, by that, I got on a couple of occasions, but when you get a notification of a message, you get it in your email in text form. So any photos or any drawings of that are not included. It's just the text, but it's all the information, witness description, and everything is there. Then you log into the database, look at that case-by-case number, and then make the decision for the field investigator or field investigators to assign to it. On a number of occasions, these cases look really, really good. Perhaps a potential abduction, maybe even a landing trace or something. You know, something more substantial than lights in the sky. I would go into the database. The case would not show. I would get hold of an administrator who administrates the database and say, well, and one of the excuses that I got a number of times is, well, the case was removed because of language. I said, excuse me, I'm looking at the case here. I don't see any language that is offensive to anybody. I see where they put their name where they shouldn't have. Well, that's easy to be redacted out. But I don't see any offensive language. Where's that case? I have people that can work on it. Well, it's going to go to the STAR team. Okay, but your people can't, because when it goes to STAR team, it's non-disclosure. Nobody dare know about it. It will never see the light of day. Now, the mission statement of MUFON is to benefit for all mankind, investigations and research. If you immediately cover stuff up and say, no, you can't come on site, i.e. me as a state director, I don't care that it's your field investigator is just 2 miles down the road, that person cannot be there. It can only go to the STAR team people, and it's not going to be where the information can be available.
Now, are you talking about the present STAR team people you have or the Bigelow people?
Both.
Okay, didn't change. Did you have any experience with Bigelow?
My only experience
with the STAR team, his investigators? The reason I ask you, I've had several people say that they were kind of pushy when they called.
Yes. Yes, but I can push back.
And so, I mean, maybe they need a little a lesson in public relations. Basically, what I'm getting at here is, do you think this could be something that's behind why you were dismissed? I mean, it just seems out of the blue. This is kind of strange.
Jerry, I do think so. I really do think so, because
Now, Clifford Cliff just told me that he has nothing to do with Bigelow at this point.
But then I'm hearing other things, too, whether it's with Bigelow or some other entity.
Well, he says there's some other entity. I mean, that lady named Chase is out of that, I guess, from Tennessee.
I don't know. What I'm saying is some other entity. My questions are,
I know something like this and the state director didn't know?
Well, could be, but my questions are, why do we have the secrecy?
Yeah.
Why do people have to sign non-disclosures that they can never, ever talk about the things that they do?
I want to be really clear to our audience. Who's signing who's asking for a non-disclosure?
This is being asked for by MUFON if you basically are a STAR team member.
If you're a STAR team member, you can't talk to us, to the press?
I can't talk to you about that thing that just went down in your backyard, Jerry.
And that's a MUFON arrangement.
That's the paperwork that comes out from MUFON via Chase and Marilyn and Cliff and
mm-hmm.
However the hierarchy goes there.
And how long have they had a non-disclosure?
Well, this has gone on for the better part of a year. That it's been pushed fairly hard toward people who want to be on this Elite STAR team. And I can see some need for keeping some things. Well, we always have a confidentiality in other words, Jerry, if Jerry has a sighting, whether it's lights in the sky or the craft lands in your backyard and you got a net over it, we're never going to say Jerry's place. That information, all confidentiality like that, is kept to protect you.
I know I've run across that before in trying to get
right, but it is available to researchers and that who know that it's confidentiality agreements there too.
I'm not happy with that, by the way.
Well,
but they know that. Everybody's known that for a long time. I've had many run-ins over that.
Right. Well, but then again, you know,
we don't need any secrets.
No, but you know, there are some people.
Now, why protect somebody? I mean, what are they hiding? I mean, but that's beside the point. You have had confidentiality agreements.
Confidentiality.
This is a non-disclosure agreement.
Correct.
Who's involved in the non-disclosure agreement? The STAR team member, or you, or the person they're reporting to, do they have to sign a non-disclosure?
Well, all I know is that...
I know, they won't even let you in on it, right?
Right. No, I mean, all I know is to be on the STAR team, you sign this non-disclosure agreement. That's it. Now, who wants that, where they want it, I don't know. I can believe in confidentiality because... You know, maybe Jerry doesn't mind that his name is used because there's a crash.
Yeah, I understand a lot of people wouldn't report things because they don't want to be...
Right.
Jerry.
But we have the confidentiality.
I understand the reason behind it.
Jerry.
I just don't really agree with it, but that's... I understand the reason.
But the information is... The thing is, that information is available. It's not available to the general public, but it would be available to Jerry, the researcher.
Jerry, we have a caller. I believe
okay,
it's
now,
state
I,
section.
Okay, I'm just a little foggy on this yet, Leslie. So let's go over this.
Sure.
Jerry Pippin gets a call from a friend, and he says to me, You wouldn't believe it, but there's a 3.5-foot ET out here. Okay, I call you, MUFON, I know you, and tell you about it. Okay, you get the rapid response team or whoever's out there, or you or whoever goes out there. When does the non-disclosure come in? Who's not disclosing something? I mean, is it...
Okay. The way that this would work here is Jerry, you would say, you would put the report into MUFON. All of these cases are now pre-filtered before they even get to the state director's level. So, in a case like that, that your friend says that there's a 3-foot ET in his backyard right now, chances are I will never see that case to assign it to a field investigator. That will be immediately channeled over to this STAR team, who then at that point, as far as I'm concerned, it goes black.
Well, originally, before going any further, that new website that James designed, it was in real time. It's not that way anymore.
Well,
you know, when you report the sightings,
it's a little bit of a delay. But before, it would come directly to me, so I could look at that and say, okay, Jerry says his friend, you know, this address, has a CT in the backyard. I'd see who the closest field investigator was, and if that person had the qualifications to handle it, I would assign that person. If not, I'd find the person with the best qualifications closest. That's the way I would work it here in Colorado, and then assign the guy that's closest to you as his backup secondary. So, you know, number two.
It goes straight to MUFON headquarters, and then
It goes into MUFON, and it gets reviewed by someone, a dispatcher is what they call the person, and then if it's that type of a case that you described, it would never see the light of day at the state level.
Jerry, we have a caller on the line. I believe it's State Section Director. Are you there?
Yes. Who do we have?
Speak up, Morgan.
Who is this?
I'd rather not get involved.
Go ahead.
I don't know enough about that.
Okay, do you have a question?
Well, I actually have a lot of insight about the STAR team and how it operates. I know it's from people from the outside, it seems dark and mysterious, and, you know, especially to media types, it's sometimes, I guess you would say, I don't know, like we're trying to hide or hide information or whatnot. But to be honest with you, a lot of what we do in the STAR team, we have to be able to finish and complete our work without being inundated both by media types and outside influences. And one of the primary purposes for that is because, and I'm privy to this because it's happened to me on several occasions, that third parties, media types, and personal investigators like writers and well-known book writers and people get involved in these cases immediately sometimes, and they can cause all sorts of damage to evidence and witness testimonies. And a few examples I'm sure you are aware of, but. You know, it can happen, especially in high-profile cases, and a lot more so in cases that actually have physical evidence. So the difference between the two programs, there are two different programs. The STAR team now is different than before. It's ran differently. It involves the state section directors intimately. They know exactly what's going on in their states as far as STAR team investigations. And one of the big reasons why we don't, you know, necessarily come out right away and tell everybody is because one of the biggest issues is everybody usually gets the story wrong the first time around. And not on purpose, you know, it's mistakes, but we try to avoid those mistakes. And I think a good example is a recent case here in Florida where the photos were released prematurely by a media source with a description. Well, the photos that they released were photos unrelated to the initial reported sighting, and so the sighting and what they reported on initially to the public had nothing to do with one another, and so people were wondering why the description and what was written about in the article was different than the photos, and so it already started to roll, snowball, I should say, as far as getting the story wrong. And unfortunately, with science, and what I have a strong science background, it takes a while. It takes, you know, a couple months to get cases solid, to look at all the facts, and then to report it. And I think people are going to see a big change in the new program as far as information being disseminated and talked about openly. And I can tell you from, you know, recently, there's been a lot of people down here in Florida that have been privy to cases that we've already worked on because I was given permission to, you know, to be able to share that information about those cases.
Leslie, do you have any comments about that?
Well, I have no comments other than the fact that, yeah, I have been very well aware that if the news media gets hold of something, it's very difficult to keep it under wraps. We've had some cattle mutilation cases in Colorado where, beyond the control of MUFON, the person, you know, who reported it to the sheriff, and then the sheriff reported it out. So those were cases there where it was hard to control the situation, but the field investigators who were handling it, and this is pre-star time, were able to handle it and keep it well contained. Now, there is the issue where a field investigator should not be opening up the information to the media until this is actually an investigation has taken place. And if there's any analysis to be made, analysis have been made, et cetera, and the information then would be available at a later date.
Okay, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Are you still active on the STAR team?
Absolutely.
And you're in Florida. Do you guys have it set up in regions, or how do you guys react fast?
Yeah, it's no different than before. It's basically regions, state coordinators working with the state directors. Investigators in each state. So, I mean, it's no different than before, really. It's a little bit more organized, because, you know, you gotta understand, I mean, in a sense, MUFON is a very large organization, and it's gonna make mistakes. But it's just part of growth, and I think a lot of the stuff now that you're starting to see will be a lot more, effective as far as, communicating a lot of the information to the public.
I appreciate your call, caller. And any closing comments for? I need to move on here. I appreciate your insight.
Yeah, I mean, with her, you know, with the, you know, aggravation of not being told or whatnot, it's necessary, and I hope people get that, you know, that.
Of course, I quibble with both of you on that.
Yeah,
I don't think anything needs to be secret ever, but that's my opinion, because I'm a member of the press.
The problem is,
what the hell's a big secret? Why are we hiding things?
There's no sense.
Well, yeah, you are. Both of you are. Both of you seem to agree to that.
And I'm telling you, I'll tell you right now that if I were to go on a case and immediately tell you exactly what's going on, and then you get on this radio show and you start reporting it,
of course I would.
Damage.
And what's the secret?
Damage to the case.
What's the secret? You don't need a secret. You guys don't need one. You guys don't. Thanks, both of you. I've got to go move on. I got another guest. But Leslie, what do you want out of this deal?
Well,
what do you
really
want to happen?
There's nothing that I can make happen out of this deal. I've already been dismissed as state director. And that's pretty much it. It's the end of the road for me. I mean, 41 years with MUFON, a lot of field work, a lot of personal time, energy, and money invested. It's the end of the road for me. I think what I want to see is that it opens up and becomes an organization that doesn't have secrets, doesn't hold secrets from people, doesn't tell a state director that shows up on the scene of a STAR team to get off of the scene, to get away, get out of here. Because that has happened. And that's not how it should be. There shouldn't, as you say, I don't believe in secrets either. We cooperated when we had those mutilations down here. We worked with the media, and the media worked with us. It became a very good partnership. A lot of information came out, and which was very good. It could be damaging if people just go in there like a bull in a china shop. But fortunately, it was handled very well by experienced people the whole way around, including experienced media people. So what do I want? I want MUFON to become open, truthful, and honest with everyone about everything. Let's stop the secrecy. We don't need secrecy. Let the government keep secrets, but MUFON is here for the public to keep.
Well,
the public,
the government needs to keep many of them. This WikiLeaks thing is all about exposing mistakes and stupidity rather than keeping state secrets. Thanks very much, Leslie. We'll be back in contact.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry.
Okay, bye.